Get a toll-free number for your business. Sound like a Fortune 500 company. No long-term contracts. Try it for free for 30 days at freedom800.com.
This is the X109B14 modified transistorized totally automatic assembly machine. Within 6 months, our entire production facilities will be totally automated. Ladies and gentlemen, from now on, Whipple will operate from a brain center with machines such as this one.
It used to be, 300 years ago, that machines during the Industrial Revolution replaced blue-collar work, were easy-to-do jobs, and then those people got educated and got better-paying jobs. Today, instead, our machines are replacing not the muscle work, but the brain work, right? And when you lose that kind of job, the only place you can go in the economy is usually downward in pay scale.
We treat our fellow humans as machines when we make them do jobs that a robot could do, that simply require repeated mechanical motion, very little scope for the exercise of judgment, of very little scope for communication with other people, the things that actually make us human.
People love to talk to her. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've done a study where we saw that people disclose more information and feel less judgment, when they think it's a completely automatic system versus having a person.
I'm the third generation AX400 Android. I can look after your house, do the cooking, mind the kids. I organize your appointments. I speak 300 languages, and I am entirely at your disposal as a sexual partner.
The goal of RoboCup Soccer is that by 2050, they will be playing humans against robots, see who's actually better.
Maybe it can eliminate poverty, help us cure all diseases, and so on. But like any powerful technology, it's important to ask, what can we do now to make sure we get these benefits while avoiding pitfalls?
I mean, Google is a search company. They're using AI all over the place. It's Siri on our phones, that's all just AI in the background of there. Yeah. And so we're going to see more and more penetration of these sort of uses that really help our lives and make our lives easier.
Care bots, what I call care bots, that will do the dishes and keep track of grandma and let her have some control, even if she's got dementia, so that she can go on a walk and be steered back so she can decide what she wants for dinner.
And does the AI community concern itself at all with the future of human employment? For instance, I heard Dr. Russell kind of joke about, well, we'll just let the policymakers figure it out. So he's got a lot of faith, but this is something that's going to happen probably by 2045. A lot of the,
way sooner than that.
It's a difficult problem, and I was at a meeting where there were 5 Nobel Prize winning economists, and all they wanted to talk about was this question. What's the future of employment and the structure of the economy when most of what we call work now is being done by robots? And unfortunately, even though that was what they really cared about, they had no suggestions.
You go to Japan and there's no one taking your order. You go to a vending machine and you order it. And obviously the Japanese economy has dealt with that.
Sapiens Plurum means the wisdom of many. And it is an organization designed to look out for the interests of humankind as technology develops. Because I agree with you that technology is a very powerful force that humans have created, but will humans continue to control it?
The unfortunate thing is that we kind of get used to hell. There are lots of things about our current world that someone 500 years ago would think of as a vision of hell, but we're kind of used to them. And
fighting to keep our...
I must work in a cubicle 12 hours a day. How dare you make my life easier with AI?
Most researchers, most of my friends in the AI field used to think that, it's not going to happen in my lifetime, so it's a waste of time to think about it now. But we're seeing in 2015 now that a lot of things are happening that people thought were going to take much longer. And a lot of people are saying, maybe these things are going to happen actually in our careers. So now would be a great time to really start looking into them.
Could a weapons system blow up the world? Yeah, it could do it because the computer decides that's the right thing to do, but as far as I can tell, we are way more likely to have that happen when someone sits on something,
yeah,
like the red button.
Personally speaking, I think that the risk that we have from AI is not really of AI becoming autonomous and taking over.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex will join us after the break.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's already Friday, my friends, the 30th day of January 2015. Big transmission lined up for you today. But first, a breakdown of the growing police state and the move against the Second Amendment.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough.
Enough.
Enough. The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
This is the heart of the globalist attempted takeover of the entire world by an engineered global depression that they are bringing into place. We're going to be breaking down the birth pangs of the coming Great Depression. The signs of the times are everywhere. All you have to do is open your eyes and look at them. And then Mitt Romney officially comes out and says he won't be running in 2016. Of course, he promised that when he lost a few years ago to Barack Obama. And now he's coming out saying again he won't run. Is it just more hype? I don't know. With a field of Chris Christie's and Jeb Bush's and the media trying to push him over folks like Rand Paul, certainly a sad day indeed. What's sad is that we continue to mainly focus on presidential hopes when the real hope is looking at us in the mirror, voting with our dollars, running for office locally, promoting a culture of liberty, and not complying with unconstitutional government operations and getting in the system's face with peaceful noncompliance. Civil disobedience. That's what it's coming down to. Our government is not our government. It has dissolved the border. It is moving to bring in a planetary regime. U.S. passports on the verge of elimination. Soros-funded plan champions North American Union. That's Dr. Corsi at WorldNet Daily, linking directly to the public plans out of the New American Foundation. What do you think that hemisphere ID is they've had for 10 years? That citizens of the U.S. can get, now they're just going to issue them to non-U.S. citizens. It's all been planned. It's all being set up. And then you get to pay for all the welfare and the rest of it for the people that come here. Meanwhile, Dr. Corsi joins us in the second hour to talk about that. Admirals, generals, and the Pentagon tapes indict Hillary, the new tapes that just came out last night. Dr. Corsi is on the forefront, the expert on Benghazi. With all the inside sources, that's really coming to a head right now. He was on with us for 10 minutes last week. Generals conclude Obama backed al-Qaeda and has completely switched sides. He's got more intel on that and more generals going public. So this is a big interview coming up in the second hour. And I'm going to open the phones up and the Twitter questions as well. so that we can get your questions in. Now, that said, reading the news late last night when I got home past midnight, and then going over things this morning, it really hit me how my normalcy bias is getting worse. I live so immersed in all this corruption and all this technocratic creep, this mission creep, that I myself am becoming conditioned not to accept it, but just to be comfortable with the societal ghost dance that we're all basically involved in. They came out again this week and admitted that the major brands of televisions across the board are watching and listening to you in real time, not just every once in a while, but continually, and selling the data. There's tens of billions of dollars every few months being spent by our own government in the, quote, intelligence gathering, so they're paying these companies to do it. Gee, you should at least, you know, make some money if it's now turned into a cam in your house. But no, they just tell you in the fine print. They announced on Monday, the British government did, that they will be taking control of cars by remote control and for safety purposes, the chips will, and slowing your car, or stopping your car, or making you slow down to quote, reduce greenhouse gases. So an automatic governor brings new meaning to the Sammy Hagar song, Can't Drive 55. And then today, a BBC article, BBC News, office puts chips under staff skin. And then they just announced that it's no big deal in Sweden, that if you want a job, you take a chip under your skin. And, of course, I was told by a member of my family that is a non-commissioned officer, pretty much as high level as you can get as a non-commissioned officer. They were called in at a military base in Texas about 8 years ago and told, you are all going to be getting microchips. And he kind of apologized to me at a small family reunion. He didn't really apologize. He kind of just said, man, I got to tell you I was wrong. I thought that was nuts when I read it in your book a few years ago. The military plan to start chipping the troops and the public. They told us get ready for the chip in the next 2 years. A couple years later, I saw him and I said, did you get the chip? And he said, don't ask me about that. And boy, they really listened to your show. I got chewed out. They figured out who it was and came to me and said, keep your mouth shut, even though that wasn't even a classified briefing. They said, now it's classified. So the chips are already going in, boys and girls. TVs that watch and listen to you, chips under the skin to get a job, totally wide open borders. All over the country, they're going to increase the anti-terror funding, NYPD to launch a beefed-up counterterrorism squad. New York looks worse than North Korea. I mean, every other street corner has cops in full commando gear with fully auto standing there grunting at people as if that's going to stop a terrorist. A terrorist would just walk up with a bag in their hand with a bomb in it and blow them up. That's just a target. Even if it was a real terrorist, this is all to condition the public to live under martial law. Troops at checkpoints is about controlling the general public. Always has been, always will be. Checkpoints are what you target as an asymmetrical attacker. And the police know that. If the police are really looking for a suspicious person, they'll be up in an office window or in one of those towers profiling people. But terrorism is so rare, it'd be like trying to profile seeing the Loch Ness Monster going through New York City. There are some terror attacks, and in every case, they're wound up, mentally ill, controlled opposition. And now ISIS has over 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. They've been given billions and billions of dollars openly, oil fields, and they are preparing to strike the West, and then, of course, our liberties will be taken immediately. I mean, what is even the point of this show? Well, there's some good news. I I want to talk about this and what happened yesterday, but at the same time, I was given authorization to talk about it, but I don't think I should probably talk about it. I'm going to let this simmer a little bit and think about it. I got some really good news yesterday. Some really good news. When I was up shooting some scenes for a movie I was invited to be part of up in North Texas with the whole Chuck Norris, Mike Norris operation. Pretty interesting stuff.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What's the best way to keep a secret for somebody? Well, you give them something that they want so bad that they don't care what you're hiding.
The year is 2007, and 20% of the state of California is employed in real estate.
We live in a capitalistic nation of kings and prey upon the greed of the selfish pawns.
Based on a true story.
We created the American dream, where everybody could qualify for one of these loans.
Americons. In select theaters, January 23rd.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back. and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. There is so much to get into here today. Office puts chips under staff's skin. I'm going to be getting into that. I mean, this is just bizarre how fast all this is moving, even when I've been aware of it for 23 years or so. On air for 20 years. I just cannot believe how the pace of everything has accelerated and how the government openly turns large swaths of the world over to radical Islam and then sends the army off to fight the very people they just created. And I know they've done things like that before, but it's so naked now. The good news is the military is really awake. A lot of governors are awake. A lot of people in the power structure are not evil, are not bad people. And they don't know what to do. They don't want to see the country collapse. They don't want to see world government brought in. They don't want to see people like David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and George Soros and Ted Turner and this whole Davos crew running everything because they control the fraudulent derivatives packages. Because the nouveau riche, the new wealth, the entrepreneurs, they understand the old money wants to shut them down and shut everybody else down to have total control, total domination. So I've got all this incredible news to break down and go over today. There is so much. So much to go over. But I really just want to open the phones up for you ahead of Corsi coming on and ask you, does it upset you that they're announcing that most of the new cars that have come out the last 5 or 6 years, well, all the cars that have come out have a tracking box where you go, what you do, and then now the newer cars have the wireless plug-in to track everywhere you go and what you do and then tax you by the mile and then control your car? And then the government comes out and says, oh, the things of the Internet or the Internet of Things, they're going to be able to hack into everything now. They're going to be able to take over. The hackers? What do you mean? The globalists built the system like this and were saying 10, 15 years ago, 16, 17 years ago, that they would use it to control everything and micromanage everything and surveil everything and put carbon taxes on everything. It's not like I guessed what their plan was because I was smart. They said what it was. But still, saying they have this diabolical plan is one thing. Doing it is another. Now, at the start of the show, that first little 5 minutes, it's a no man's land that some stations carry, some don't. I aired like 4 minutes of Leanne McAdoo's powerful 8-minute report dealing with AI. I want to air that in full when we come back and then go to your phone calls and just ask folks, is this what's important? Or the North American Union passport, is that important? Or the government preparing for economic collapse, is that important? Or is it Super Bowl alert after measles outbreak? Oh, and they say they may have to start force inoculating even though the people getting the measles have taken the shot. That's important surrounding the Super Bowl, but oh no, the Super Bowl will take over the footballs, the officials will, to make sure that the Pats and the Seahawks don't cheat. I mean, see, there's conspiracies there. And somebody's running around at night in the hotel of the Patriots saying people keep pulling the fire alarm in the Patriots hotel in the middle of the night. See, that's a conspiracy to mess with the Patriots. Someone's pulling the fire alarm so they don't get sleep. Somebody's mad they're cheating, so they're doing that to them. That's a conspiracy. Oh, but government and powerful elites, they never involve themselves in that, even though 2 days ago, to a German newspaper at Davos, Bill Gates came out and called for world government. Corporate-run world government, $100 trillion in taxes to be paid to it, which they'll siphon off. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. How close are we to the open mark of the beast? 800-259-9231. First, Leanne McAdoo's report. I'll be back with your call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the X109B14 modified transistorized totally automatic assembly machine. Within 6 months, our entire production facilities will be totally automated. Ladies and gentlemen, from now on, Whipple will operate from a brain center with machines such as this one.
It used to be, 300 years ago, that machines during the Industrial Revolution replaced blue-collar work, were easy-to-do jobs, and then those people got educated and got better-paying jobs. Today, instead, our machines are replacing not the muscle work, but the brain work, right? And when you lose that kind of job, the only place you can go in the economy is usually downward in pay scale.
We treat our fellow humans as machines when we make them do jobs that a robot could do, that simply require repeated mechanical motion, very little scope for the exercise of judgment, of very little scope for communication with other people, the things that actually make us human.
People love to talk to her. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've done a study where we saw that people disclose more information and feel less judgment, when they think it's a completely automatic system versus having a person.
I'm the third generation AX400 Android. I can look after your house, do the cooking, mind the kids. I organize your appointments. I speak 300 languages, and I am entirely at your disposal as a sexual partner.
The goal of RoboCup Soccer is that by 2050, they will be playing humans against robots, see who's actually better.
Maybe it can eliminate poverty, help us cure all diseases, and so on. But like any powerful technology, it's important to ask, what can we do now to make sure we get these benefits while avoiding pitfalls?
I mean, Google is a search company. They're using AI all over the place. It's Siri on our phones, that's all just AI in the background of there.
Yeah.
And so we're going to see more and more penetration of these sort of uses that really help our lives and make our lives easier.
Care bots, what I call care bots, that will do the dishes and keep track of grandma and let her have some control, even if she's got dementia, so that she can go on a walk and be steered back so she can decide what she wants for dinner.
And does the AI community concern itself at all with the future of human employment? For instance, I heard Dr. Russell kind of joke about, well, we'll just let the policymakers figure it out. So he's got a lot of faith. But this is something that's going to happen probably by 2045. A lot of the,
way sooner than that.
It's a difficult problem. And I was at a meeting where there were five Nobel Prize winning economists, and all they wanted to talk about was this question. What's the future of employment and the structure of the economy when most of what we call work now is being done by robots? And unfortunately, even though that was what they really cared about, they had no suggestions.
You go to Japan and there's no one taking your order. You go to a vending machine and you order it. And obviously the Japanese economy has dealt with that.
Sapiens Plurum means the wisdom of many. And it is an organization designed to look out for the interests of humankind as technology develops. Because I agree with you that technology is a very powerful force that humans have created, but will humans continue to control it?
The unfortunate thing is that we kind of get used to hell.
Yeah.
There are lots of things about our current world that someone 500 years ago would think of as a vision of hell, but we're kind of used to them. And
fighting to keep our... I must work in a cubicle 12 hours a day. How dare you make my life easier with AI?
Most of my friends in the AI field used to think that, it's not going to happen in my lifetime, so it's a waste of time to think about it now. But we're seeing in 2015 now that a lot of things are happening that people thought were going to take much longer. And a lot of people are saying, maybe these things are going to happen actually in our careers. So now would be a great time to really start looking into them.
Could a weapons system blow up the world? Yeah, it could do it because the computer decides that's the right thing to do. But as far as I can tell, we are way more likely to have that happen when someone sits on something, like the red button.
Personally speaking, I think that the risk that we have from AI is not really of AI becoming autonomous and taking over the world. There's a much bigger risk that a person will use AI for bad purposes.
Privacy is a big thing, and thinking about what goals you give a program and what are the consequences of the goals, trying to get students to think into the future and to think more broadly than their individual program or robot, but what effect will that have on the people around, on the broader society?
If that objective is not perfectly aligned with the values of us humans, then that creates the possibility for bad things to happen. For that, in some sense, is the definition of conflict. And getting into a conflict with systems that are more capable than we are doesn't sound like a good idea.
And with any technology, when we invented fire, we realized after a while it was also a good idea to invent the fire department and fire alarms and fire extinguishers. The more powerful the technology is, the more urgent it is to actually also far ahead start thinking about how to get the best out of it.
If you have autonomous weapons, you're going to have an arms race of autonomous weapons, because once you have autonomous attack weapons, then you need autonomous defense weapons, because, you know, human reaction times are going to be too slow.
Once you build little drones with a lot of AI capability, it's very easy to make them. You just need a computer and some stuff you can buy on eBay and so on, and it'll be very difficult to keep them only in the right hands.
You know, for example, clouds of miniaturized flying robots against which it's impossible to defend. And you could imagine getting to a situation where, you know, the life expectancy of a human soldier would be 10 seconds on the battlefield, and the life expectancy of a civilian, if a government used those weapons against its own population, would be, you know, 2 seconds.
And the key question is, will there be other new conflicts when these drones fall into the hands of ISIS and Boko Haram and so on? You know, the Kalashnikov is a good example of a piece of technology that everybody has now, right? Even the guys in Paris who did this horrible massacre against Charlie Hebdo. If weaponized drones become the new Kalashnikovs and everybody has them, I think that's really a net loss for humanity. I think we're going to see way more violence.
So we have to be very careful, I think, to distinguish between fears about autonomous AI suddenly rising up, overcoming its programming, which is an unlikely scenario, and people deciding to use AI for purposes that are either unethical or basically do not value human life in the way that we should.
And you could wipe out every inhabitant of a city in a few minutes for a few million dollars. Mm-hmm. This is just not a direction that I think we should go.
I don't think robots are going to decide to destroy the world. I just want to make sure that my students don't program them to destroy the world by accident.
Powerful report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Leanne McAdoo. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. And yesterday I was out because I agreed a while back ago. I'm not really ready to talk about the production. They told me I could if I wanted to. But it's a fun, pretty good budget movie with some pretty big actors in it that deals with basically traitors in the government and the NDAA and an attempt by the UN through government to take over the United States. It's like I'd almost say it's like America with a K, with Chris Christopherson, boiled down to a movie. And it's being directed by Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, who's a great patriot and big listener. And, of course, he's produced a lot of big TV shows and movies in his own right. Very interesting guy. It was amazing talking to him because, I mean, I knew that Steve McQueen got Chuck Norris into acting, and I knew that, because I'd read the IMDb, that he'd, you know, been involved a lot with the family. But he was saying, yeah, talking about how to ride a motorcycle, everything else. He's going to come in here sometimes because it's so interesting and tell some amazing stories. He said that no one's ever heard or had really been told. It was pretty wild stuff. A lot of fun. And that was just when we talked in the morning at breakfast, and then like 3 or 4 o'clock we had a late lunch. And then they kept shooting until about 8:30 at night. And then I drove back from a town, really cool courthouse they were shooting these Senate hearing scenes in, out in Meridian was the town. But I was talking to one of the producers, who's a well-known guy. I've read about him in the Wall Street Journal and other places. Really interesting. And he said I could talk about the stuff he was telling me, but, you know, and some of the stuff that some of the other things. But, you know what, I'm just going to get Gary Haven in studio soon to relay these stories to you himself, because it dovetails with some other intel that I've similarly gotten, and it's pretty exciting news. Here's an article. CPAC celebrates free market entrepreneurship with CEO whose company was built, and you know, the media trying to demonize him. But there's a lot of good news out there, but there's also obviously a lot of bad news. As I always say, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Mitt Romney's not running. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, that may just be another stunt. I mean, what does it matter? He's just another one of these milquetoast guys who even helped write what is now Obamacare and who thinks global warming is real. man-made global warming. I mean, he doesn't think that's real. That's what the big money backers want. Now, is he as bad as a Jeb Bush or a Hillary Clinton? No. Would I rather see Mitt Romney as president than Hillary Clinton? Yeah. But it doesn't matter. You know you'll get the same agenda. In fact, it might even be worse hitting a Mitt Romney because he wouldn't be as bad. People go back to sleep. Then they keep finishing their program of taking over. Why does anyone want to live in a world where we're microchipped? And they announced at Davos what the scientists we talked to were saying here in Austin a few days ago about the government will send out micro drones to forcibly take your DNA, micro mosquitoes. It's just amazing. They're going to send out these micro mosquitoes and forcibly take our DNA. They're announcing world government. There it is. Harvard professor, government mosquito drones will extract your DNA. Privacy is dead. And I'm glad that they pull these articles up because I feel crazy when I'm saying this. In fact, I want to go to your calls, some calls, and then I've got so much breaking and so much going on. I will be in studio Sunday live and then right through next week. But there is just so much going on right now that I'm going to have David Knight, who does a fabulous job, interview Corsi and then go into the third hour. Because I kind of got angry about all this morning. And I mean, didn't yell or scream, but got really upset. Plus, I got home. I'm not even tired, but I got home about 12:30 last night. And I feel like I'm on the verge of a breakthrough on figuring out how to develop a plan to simply communicate the globalist program so people know that it's the source of most of our problems and try to mobilize humanity. And then it gets very frustrating to just get up here on air and cover another piece of this or another piece of that when it's all just the leavings of this larger system. Mind-blowing. Redstone's absence fuels talk of the end of a reign is near. That's interesting. You don't really see David Rockefeller out anymore. And these are really the old guard of evil. And Sumner Redstone, who since the 30s has been running the theater chain his father started. This guy one time for 2 hours hung out a balcony window while it was on fire, while his arms burned. Really tough old bird. He's, how old is he? 91 years old? He's been in poor health and disappeared. I've talked to folks that know Redstone. They say he is a maniac. Maniac. Oh, my God, what a world. And it just shows all the money on the planet is never going to save these people. And, you know, they may have computers they come out with, they claim that hold your soul, or your mind, or your memories. It's not going to be the soul. It's not going to be really you. Everybody knows that. So it's all just more frauds from the New World Order. Dr. Corsi's coming up. U.S. passports on the verge of elimination. And what's behind the latest breaking documents on Hillary? We'll cover that first. Bob in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I used to work back at in a Ford factory in 2004, and I just wanted to verify that while working on an assembly line building Ford Focus instrument panels, I installed black GPS boxes behind the airbags in all of them, even if they didn't even have the option for like an upgraded radio. We still put a GPS box in it.
And they passed that cost on to you. Yeah, that's globally standardized. They agreed to that about 10 years ago. And what is it, about 6 years, pretty much all cars made in this Western alliance, the Anglo-American system, are adding those.
Yeah, I just wanted to, for people who didn't believe you, that they were in cars. I mean, we were installing them back 10 years ago.
It's very, very, very frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very frustrating.
So you say you were installing them 10 years ago yourself?
Yeah, it's in 2004. It was one of the jobs we had on our line, and they had them on every line, you know, on every line in the plant for some of the different types of cars that they were building.
What do you make of the announcement that now they're putting boxes in that remote control the car, and the British government had the nerve to announce they're going to remote control your car for the Earth?
That's disgusting. mean, that's all you can really say about it, is it's just more government control.
Well, there are people that just crave control, and they think it's their right to hurt whoever they want. They think it's their right to persecute whoever they want. They think it's their right to be mean to whoever they want.
Yeah.
It's truly, truly sickening.
Yeah, well, humanity is on the up, and we're going to free ourselves from the shackles of these globalist pigs, man.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you, brother. I really appreciate you calling in. Anything else you can add for folks about, I mean, it's on record they had these boxes. I said 10 years ago, I'm going from memory. When I said that, I thought it was wrong because time just flies. I want to say it was about 2002. I saw the news articles in the trade publications about it and the agreements all over the world to put them in. So I guess that was actually about 12 years ago. And then I knew that in the last 5-6 years, pretty much everybody was putting them in. But again, that's what the news always says. It's kind of like they announce police just got systems to look through your walls, and they show the 20-year-old system I've been covering since the late 90s. And then they've got stuff, you know, 3 generations worse. So there's a headline, black boxes for cars raise privacy concerns. And that was back in last year. So, yeah, interesting. God bless you. I know. And then now, and David Knott will play this clip coming up. Office puts chips under staff skin, BBC. I mean, and people say, oh, well, big deal. It's the globalists are nefarious is the issue. They've got a bad plan in store. They're using it for evil.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping 3 bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
things change, the more they stay the same. It's funny how humans operate. It's all over the news. They put these tracker boxes in your cars. They've got remote control panels in them that interface that can remote control your vehicle. It was on record that both the aircraft hijacked on 9/11 had remote control boxes on board. George Bush was on PBS, and we've read the transcript. We can't find the video. But he said, no, we have remote control. We'll be able to save aircraft in the future. And someone behind him grabbed his arm and jerked it down. And was shaking their head like, don't say that. Everybody made fun of me saying it was remote controlled. I mean, the only real phone calls, not the fake cell phone calls from 35,000, 33,000 feet, that doesn't happen, were the air phones. And it was the flight attendants saying, there's smoke, there's gas, we can't breathe. Then it would cut out and the plane would fly with precision that the average pilot, top pilot, couldn't do. The Honey Honjur, we've had top. I mean, we've had a whole bunch of top pilots, commercial pilots, fighter pilots, you name it. They couldn't do the maneuver Honey Honjur did that they have off of the radar track that the FAA released. Impossible for a guided missile of that size. You understand? So I don't know what went on. What we're being told is a load of prunes, to quote Dan Rather. And now we're building a whole world where our TVs, our computers, our appliances, and we pay for all this tech. Oh, I can remote control the refrigerator, honey, when we're in Acapulco. When we're in New York City. Yeah, and the whole system can get in there too. It's just crazy. And they can plant whatever they want on your computer. Let's go ahead and go to David in New Jersey. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Just to let you know that the New Jersey Assembly passed 58-11 in favor of legislation passing the registration requirements for private outdoor surveillance cameras. And I got one more thing I want to add after you reply to that one.
Sure. I mean, that's a move all over the world to ban citizens using cameras to protect ourselves and to make it the proprietary thing of the state. I mean, New Jersey, is government is just so evil. Go ahead.
No, they're insane. These people are just standing around getting fleeced day by day. Real quick, the bill is Alpha 3843. I'm not sure if our wonderful Governor Christie, I wonder how wonderful he is actually going to sign this one. I would hope not, but that's something that that would favor very, I think, negatively on a national campaign trail, so maybe he'll just write this one off. Second of all, people don't realize that I've been in the automotive industry for a long time. You're on the topic of motor vehicles. I'm the electronics end of it. We're all pretty much willingly carrying around keys that are fully embedded with transponders. Your ignition key actually is a transponder device. It enables the vehicle to recognize the key itself. And if you ever go past a strong enough inductor, you can actually excite that key to release the encryption codes. And ironically, that's another form of tracking. And we're willingly carrying that.
Well, they've been reporting for about a decade that since these keys came out 20 years ago. Thieves come up when you're in a store and just scan it, as you just said, grab the code. Now they can go get in your car and start it. This was all designed for government control. And I remember I used to criticize going to these chip keys. I said, look, they're convenient. They're easy. You don't want them. And people are like, oh, shut up, you kook. And then now here we are in this trap. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, well, Canada, it's mandated. I believe Germany and Australia, that all motor vehicles produced after 2008 have to have the embedded key, transponder key. United States has not so far, but...
Well, you know your stuff, brother. You're an expert. We'll get that guy's number. He'll come on as a guest. We'll get some engineers on. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used OxyPowder to cleanse their body bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.